Listening Section 2. You will hear a guide welcoming visitors to the city zoo. First, you have 30 seconds to look at questions 11 to 17. Now listen carefully and answer questions 11 to 17.
Good morning and welcome to the City Zoo. We are excited to have all you teachers here with us today to learn about the zoo and the programs we offer to school children. And we hope that all of you will plan to bring your classes to visit us during this school year. We're open almost every day of the year, including holidays, with the exception of the last week of the year. We close for that entire week. Other than that, you can plan to bring your classes for a visit any day you like, any time between opening at 8 to closing at 5. We try to keep our entrance fees as low as possible, and school groups get a discount of 15% when you bring a group of at least 10 children. You may also want to take advantage of our free days. We don't charge any entrance fee on the first Monday of each month. Let's start with a look at a zoo map so you can get an idea of what's available. Here in the lower left-hand corner is the main entrance. Across the pathway to the east of the entrance is the education building, where we are sitting right now. Here in the northwest corner is the picnic area, which is a good place for you to plan to have lunch with your class. To the right of it is the cafeteria. Lunch, of course, is available there, too, but most teachers, I find, prefer to have their students bring their own lunches. The picnic area also looks out over the small lake, just to the south of it, which is in the area where our water birds are. So it's a pretty spot. Just to the south of the water birds is the small mammal house, which most children enjoy visiting. If you'd rather see some large mammals, the elephant house is located across the pathway to the west of the small mammal house. Just north of the elephants, you can visit lizards, crocodiles, and turtles in the reptile house.
Before you hear the rest of the conversation, take 30 seconds to look at questions 18 to 20. Now listen and answer questions 18 to 20.
Okay, let's talk about our education programs. At this time, we are set up to serve children from ages 6 to 10. We hope to have something in place for older children by next winter, for the 12 and 13-year-olds, and I can talk a bit about our plans for that a little later. For high school students, up to age 18, we have some plans for them in the works too. Unfortunately, we have nothing for preschool kids, the 4 and 5-year-old set, at this time. So, for the primary school kids, we have several programs you can choose from. Animals Up Close is a popular one. Kids get a chance to get close to actual zoo animals. While we can't allow the kids to actually pet the animals, they can help with the feeding. And we talk about animal care, keeping the animals clean and healthy, and we give a grooming demonstration. For this, and all our programs, we provide teachers with reading materials to share with the class before the visit. You can also use them as a resource if you plan to test your class on what they learned during the visit. All our programs last 1 hour, and we do expect you to stay with your class during that entire time.